I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei called for Muslim nations to unite against Israel. But Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says the majority of Iranians don't want the regime to meddle with regional geopolitical affairs. They don't want a war with Israel, but they do want change in their nation. The constant threat of war is stirring up anxiety and fear. Ansari says Iran's not prepared to handle social unrest on top of the potential active conflict with Israel.
We're praying more than ever before and asking the global body of Christ to pray for the region.
Read the full story at our website for prayer points. For now, pray for gospel hope to flood Iran.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." For Iranians affected by the escalating conflict with Israel, these words offer solace and promise of peace and hope.
And remember Sudan? It's been in a spiraling humanitarian crisis since war broke out between the Sudanese army and a rebel group nearly 18 months ago. Famine conditions were confirmed in North Darfur State in August. According to OCHA, nearly 5 million children, pregnant women, and nursing mothers are acutely malnourished. More than 100 people are estimated to be dying each day. Johann Robler with Mega Voice says audio Bibles aren't the only thing they're seeking to provide Sudanese.
It's not as if it's only a single solution. That's why we partner with organizations like World Vision, providing food, but then also the Word of God, and also material like Farming God's Way to help the farmers to become more efficient.
Sudan's in need of long-term prayer and support. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.